According to World Health Organization researchers, poorer countries have far higher hospital infection rates than those in the developed world. These infections are ones patients receive in the hospital and commonly include pneumonia, urinary tract and bloodstream infections, and most commonly infections of the areas of surgical incisions. After reviewing 220 previous studies, they concluded that infection rates in poor countries were three times higher than in the U.S. and Europe. The International Nosocomial Infection Control Consortium was set up to help medical professionals stop hospital infections. Its founder, Victor Rosenthal, told Charles Collins the issue is not one of money, and infections can be prevented by proper training and following established sanitary procedures.
The problem is really big. I founded the International Nosocomial Infection Control Consortium that since now we will call INIC, to summarize. With INIC, during the last 10 years, we have been researching in hospitals of developing countries. By now, we work in 39 developing countries of four continents, 15 countries in Latin America, 13 countries in Asia, including China and India, 10 developing countries of Europe, and five countries of Africa. And in all these hospitals from all these 39 countries, we found something very, very similar. The rates of health care acquired infections since now HAI are around 3 to 5 times higher than hospitals of Western Europe and U.S. or Australia or Canada. And they significantly increase the mortality, the length of stay, the bacterial resistance, and the use of antibiotics.
One thing when we talk about these infections, can you give us an idea of what are these infections? What are the people? Is it bacteria, virus? What do people pick up
in hospitals?
Oh, yes,
of course. The most frequent HAIs are at the intensive care unit. And also surgical site infections, which are after surgical procedures. These are the two most frequent groups. Going to the HAIs at the intensive care units, there are mainly three types. The bloodstream infection, which is associated to a central vascular catheter, the mechanical ventilator-associated pneumonia, and the urinary catheter-associated urinary tract infections. There are three: bloodstream infections, pneumonia, and urinary tract infections. And they are associated to the use of invasive devices. These invasive devices are the central vascular catheter, the mechanical ventilator, and the urinary catheter. And the common factor to have this high HAI rates in ICUs, intensive care units, of developing countries is the lack of aseptic technique when inserting or when using, touching these three invasive devices, plus the lack of hand hygiene before contact with the patient. This is not something universal. I mean, I don't mean that the people don't wash the hands. I mean that the percentage of hand hygiene before contact is below the needed hand hygiene compliance. And I don't mean that the aseptic technique is completely absent. I mean that it's not good enough. Sometimes it's because of the lack of supplies. I mean maybe antiseptic solution or some sterile supplies. And sometimes it's because of the lack of training of the people.
Touching on this, when you say that most of it is this antiseptic, when you talk about the supplies, these aren't expensive supplies. This is not really a money issue, is it?
No, of course not. It's not something associated with the money, because aseptic technique and sterile supplies are sterile gauze, this white piece of cloth, which is fluoxetine. They are really cheap stuff. But frequently, because of the lack of awareness of the need of these sterile supplies, in some places the people don't use these supplies. Frequently, you see in developing countries that for a peripheral catheter dressing, some people have one common tape instead of sterile tape. The sterile tape could be transparent sterile dressing, or could be some gauze, and above the gauze, one common tape. But frequently you see common tape above the dressing of the, not dressing, above the insertion site of the peripheral catheter.
What does your organization do, as a final question, to try to stem this tide? Do you work mostly in hospitals? Do you work with medical associations? Do you work in medical schools? How do you try to educate people on this?
Okay, our approach is open to any one of these options. We work directly with the hospital. We also work with some universities, and we also work with some medical associations. According to the style of the country, we fit the need of the country. Also, we work in some cases with the government. In fact, we have been advising several governments worldwide, like Hong Kong, in Colombia, in many, many countries, also Mexico. And what we do is we provide to the hospital team, to the healthcare workers, doctors, and nurses, the tools to measure the problem, to measure the rate of healthcare acquired infections, to measure the mortality, length of stay, bacterial resistance, risk factors. We call this outcome surveillance. And on the other hand, we provide to them tools that we call process surveillance, which are tools to measure the compliance with the hand hygiene, the compliance with the vascular catheter care following infection control guidelines, and the compliance with the measures to prevent pneumonia, and the compliance with measure to prevent urinary tract infections. We provide to them tools to measure the problem and to measure the behavior. I mean, the problem is what happened with the patients, and to measure the behavior is what the healthcare workers are doing. And after they collect the outcome surveillance and the process surveillance, I mean, what happened with the patients and what the healthcare workers are doing, we receive all this information at our headquarters in Buenos Aires, and we upload all this information in our software, and we create one monthly report that we send to the hospital team to guide them to perform the next actions, the next interventions. It's specifically fitted to each situation of each hospital of these 39 countries. And it's for free, it's non-profit, it's a foundation. We don't charge to any hospital any penny, and we have been receiving some donations to work, but as always, not enough. And if we would receive more donations, we could work with more hospitals. But this is one of our limitations, the lack of a budget. But we have the tools. We recently published in Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology this December 2010, one of our interventions to reduce the mortality associated to HAIs in 15 developing countries. And we reduced the mortality because of HAI by 58% mortality reduction in 15 developing countries, and we reduced the rate of bloodstream infection by 54% with a follow-up of 2 years, meaning that it's really effective. It's not only measuring the issue, it's also applying methodologies to reduce the mortality and HAI rates, and we were very successful, and we just published that.